Jury deliberations resumed this morning in the trial of Edgar Ray Killen. He's the former Klansman accused of killing three civil rights workers in 1964. At the age of 80, he's standing trial for the murders of James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on what the jury has said so far.
The mixed-race jury worked for about 2 hours yesterday before Circuit Judge Marcus Gordon asked the forewoman where things stood.
What is your division?
On the last vote that we had, it was 6-6.
6-6. That's pretty well equal, isn't it?
There's no indication whether the jury is split half to acquit and half to convict Killen of murder, or whether the split could be over whether to convict him of manslaughter or murder. Whatever the case, the jury's report was a boost for Killen's defense team.
Yeah, we're pleased.
Attorney James McIntyre.
He's not guilty thus far, and the jury has some questions about it, serious questions.
Earlier, during closing arguments, McIntyre told jurors the case was not about seeking justice, but was a political indictment that threatens race relations in Mississippi.
Why go back and open up an old wound that healed? That wound was healed 40 years ago. But the state of Mississippi opens it up, opens the old wound up again. And here we are again, 40 years later. I never thought I'd see this.
Prosecutors say Killen orchestrated a scheme to kidnap, kill, and bury the three civil rights workers after luring them to Neshoba County with a black church burning. District Attorney Mark Duncan told jurors their decision will have a lasting impact.
For 41 years, it's been Edgar Ray Killen and his friends who has written the history of Neshoba County. What you do today when you go into that jury room is going to echo throughout the history of Neshoba County from now on.
Some local residents appeared stunned as they stood on the town square after news that the jury was split. Lawyer Fenton DeWeese is a member of the Philadelphia Coalition that has called for prosecutions in the famous case. He thinks D.A. Duncan made a strong appeal.
If someone didn't understand the raw emotion and feelings he had and the truth he was saying, I don't know what to make of those people. It's like a heavy blow to the chest, you know, knocks your air out.
Prosecutors were more composed. Duncan says after only 2 hours of deliberations, it's too early to make any guesses on what the jury is thinking.
You'd rather them be 12-0 by now, but they've probably got a difficult decision, so it's...
Jurors resume their work today, the 41st anniversary of the murders of James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Schwerner. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Philadelphia, Mississippi.